Thanksgiving week seems like a good time to think about how our nation came to be, to remember the people who were on this land first and the people who came to explore it. We're taking a journey back in time, of sorts, across an ocean and a continent. It starts with a mythical prince and it ends with Easy Rider. Oh yeah, and there are a few unicorns in between. Our guide is this singer-songwriter and amateur historian. His name is Griff Rees. He's from Wales. His first language, Welsh, has long been threatened since Wales is but a small corner of an English-speaking nation. Griff is in a Welsh rock band called Super Furry Animals, but he's out with a new solo album called American Interior. It is all about the adventure his Welsh ancestor went on in America in the 18th century.
I used to be told a story when I was growing up about this incredible character who left a very ordinary existence in Wales to do something extraordinary.
That ancestor, John Evans, he was a Welsh farm boy who bought into a legend that somewhere across the Atlantic Ocean, there was a tribe of American Indians who, get this, spoke Welsh.
An expedition was proposed in Wales to find this tribe, befriend them, and then start a new Wales in the new world.
It was a time when kings and queens all over Europe were obsessed with making their claims on America. And the word in Wales was that this tribe was there, supposedly descendants of a mythical Welsh prince who got to America a few centuries before Christopher Columbus. So our guide, Griff Rees, is going to take us to America on the route his ancestor took over 200 years ago.
He set foot in America one fine autumn day, sailing into Baltimore, well, everything's okay.
Griff Rees recounts that John Evans landed on the East Coast and then made his way to the frontier near where the Ohio River meets the Mississippi.
Everything west of the Mississippi at the time was under the jurisdiction of the Spanish king, and he defected to Spain, and at this point he becomes Don Juan Evans.
He's now a Spanish citizen in New Spain, Don Juan Evans.
Yeah, so I see him as a kind of David Bowie kind of figure, going through a series of transformations in his early 20s, you know, he reinvents himself. Unfortunately for him, within 10 days of being Don Juan, he contracted malaria.
Oh no. Does he recover?
Well, in his malarial hallucination, he decides to walk 2,000 miles to the north.
Don Juan Evans was heading north because he had heard about a tribe in what is now North Dakota, the Mandan people, who used boats similar to the Welsh.
The Welsh coracle, which is a leather-bound boat for one.
But before Evans got too far, he had a run-in with the French.
They didn't believe his story. They suspected him of being a spy.
A suspected U.S. spy. That landed Evans in a dungeon. He did eventually get out, and he joined a Spanish expedition up the Missouri River. And here's the thing. When you're an explorer working for the Spanish, your own agenda takes second fiddle. Griff Rees says Evans' new Spanish bosses had their own leads to follow.
There was also believed to be a herd of unicorn in the Rocky Mountains.
Unicorns in the Rockies, okay.
And he was asked to capture a specimen and bring it back alive. Another instruction was, should John Evans see any British forts in Spanish territory, he should try and retake these forts.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, they also asked him, you know, if you can find the Pacific Ocean, that would be really fantastic.
Just throw that in as well. If you come across the Pacific, let us know.
By September 1796, he'd reached the Mandan Nation. These were great cultures who practiced incredible ceremonies like the buffalo dance, and he would have witnessed incredible things for someone from the North Wales Mountains.
And this is very important because this is the tribe that he thought might be the descendants of the mythical prince and actually be the Welsh speakers.
Exactly. And after 9 months at the Mandan Nation, he came to the conclusion that they were not Welsh in any way. You know, it had been the his lifetime passion, and he'd been working for 5 years, more or less.
I can see this being a little disappointing.
It's documented at the time that he died of a broken heart at 29, and he was likely buried in the cemetery where they shot the LSD scene in the film Easy Rider.
Okay.
We're all aglow, man. Look at this. We're all aglow. Look.
Some kind of silver lining, you know.
Another silver lining John Evans did not see in his lifetime, his maps of the Missouri River would be used by Lewis and Clark, all of which always fascinated Griff Rees, who wanted to retrace his ancestors' footsteps on what he calls an investigative concert tour.
I'm trying to write new songs. I'm a songwriter. As you can see, I'm not a historian. But this is a song about John Evans being all alone in the American interior, maybe missing home.
And on his own journey, Griff Rees discovered something powerful. While the Welsh and the Mandan don't share a language, never did, they do have something in common. Each are fighting to protect a heritage. Welsh has historically been an endangered language. As for the Mandan tribe in the United States, today they are down to one native speaker. His name is Edwin Benson. He's in his 80s, and Griff Rees got to meet him.
It was extremely sad to find that 200 years after John Evans's journey, the Mandan culture had been repressed to an extent where there was only one speaker left. On the other hand, it was very inspiring getting to meet the young people who are very optimistic about the future, you know, and who are actively revitalizing the language through education and history.
Well, Griff Rees, this has been really, really enjoyable talking to you. I learned a lot about history, a lot about music, a lot about a story that I'd never heard. We really appreciate you taking the time.
Huge thanks. Thanks for talking to me. And it's a story I'll never tire of telling.
That's the Welsh singer-songwriter Griff Rees. His new multimedia project is called American Interior.